Blog Talk Radio.
Your heart may be in Havana, the Atlas Mountains, Chicago, Copenhagen, Seoul, or any other area in the world. We're just glad you chose to share your heart with us and listen to Take a Break with Jean and Mary.
Well, hello, Jean.
Hi. How you doing?
I am doing fabulous. I thought I would change things up a little bit today, because if anybody is listening or has tuned in to BeUnique.org, they already know that the trivia question is posted. But I'll announce it real quick, but we're not going to dwell on it too much. But the question is, which of our social media platforms has the most followers? We do already have the first correct answer. So anybody else who wants to get in on the show can certainly do that. So if somebody wants to call in today and get in on our conversation, this is kind of where Jean and I started a couple of months ago thinking about some of the stuff we wanted to talk about. And today we're talking about dynamic duos, just like Jean and Mary. What I thought I would do is name a couple of duos and see if I can stump Jean. See if you know all these characters. Some are real people. Some are cartoon people. Some are cartoon animals. Some are like TV personalities. So I'm just going to dig in and see. What about Popeye and olive oil?
Oh, yeah. I am what I am. Yeah. I grew up watching that, definitely.
Who was olive oil to Popeye?
Well, she was his sweetie. She was the girl. And, of course, the ultimate Popeye and cartoon was about Bluto, the other guy, and Popeye always fighting. For the villain, always fighting for olive oil. And, of course, she was, like, always just running around damsel in distress. Oh, Popeye!
did you watch the one with Robin Williams and I think it was Shelley Long? The real-life Popeye?
Yeah, I did. That was pretty funny.
So I used to, I never in my life dreamed that I would have a son who would be a sailor, but Popeye was a sailor, of course, and he used to sing this song, and my mother, we all sang this song, even though we didn't care much for Popeye's favorite food, you know what that was, right?
Yeah, I was a fan of spinach, I always liked it.
Were you? I am now, but I wasn't then. But I used to love to sing, I always finish because I eat me spinach.
Spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
That's right. Doot, doot. Because he would blow through his horn. Yeah, I mean, his pipe, his little corncob pipe.
Yeah.
So what about Mutt and Jeff? Now, that's going to go way back.
You know what? I'll tell you, Mutt and Jeff, I have heard of. And not familiar with. I've had people, I remember the first time I ever heard it, somebody, I had a guy next to me that was small guy, and I was kind of a big guy, and somebody said, that looks like Mutt and Jeff. And so I still don't know what that means, other than maybe one of them was bigger than the other.
Exactly. Mutt and Jeff was a newspaper comic strip back in the day, when comic strips were how you got your entertainment. Oh, my gosh. When I was a child, I used to love Sunday papers because, you know, there were two whole pages of comics, and they were in color. Now, they started in 1907, and they called them two mismatched pin horns. And Mutt and Jeff is considered one of the, or maybe the first daily comic strip.
Really?
And yes. Now, I'm not sure who was Mutt and who was Jeff, but one was short and stout. The other was very tall and slender. I think Mutt was the tall one and Jeff was the short one, if I remember correctly. 1907 is slightly before my time.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, Gene, you know, what are you doing over there?
I'm sorry.
I love it. What is it, though? I hear that squeaking.
I had to go outside because the dog was going to start whining at me and barking if I didn't go out with him, and he won't go out alone, so I had to put up the little umbrella thing to shelter me from the harsh sun.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here inside my house under my umbrella because that's my little soundproof.
Oh.
It's my portable soundproofing room.
What a good idea.
Rather than hanging, you know, curtains from the ceiling or putting egg cartons up, I mean, I don't want my home to look like a studio yet.
Right.
But I have to make it sound nice, so I just sit under an umbrella. I was curious. So you're taking a break from what today?
Well, today I've been doing a lot of reading and some writing. I'm working on my next Be Unique article for December issue, I believe it is.
Yes.
It came to me, and it just keeps coming to me again and again when I read social media, what I need to write about. And so I'll go ahead and leave you in suspense if you don't mind.
Nope, I don't mind. I always like the surprises.
I want it to be a big surprise, so hopefully it'll be big instead of little. Either way, it'll be fun, I hope. So what are you taking a break from? You said you were inside. I know you do a lot of work on your computer.
Oh, yes. I stay at my computer a lot of times. Today, I did my walk with Jennifer. We missed you.
Okay.
But that's okay.
I'll be there.
A little walk. And Jennifer and I, she's got an appointment this morning, and then she and I are going to go try to do some upgrades on the website. Just like we upgraded the Gene and Mary page last night, there's a lot of things that we can update. There's people who don't know about websites and nonprofit, any business actually, there's a lot of stuff that has to keep going on to keep it fresh. But I ordered groceries from Instacart this morning. I don't really care to go grocery shopping right now.
Uh-huh.
Still.
Right.
I do go out from time to time, and I look at the madness, and I'd just rather stay home. So I ordered my groceries. They've already come in. I've picked them up, put them up, and you know, a lot of domestic stuff today, but then this afternoon I plan to be working back on what I do as a rule.
Nice.
My
daughter's coming to visit, my daughter's coming to visit. She moved in from Arkansas. They live up about just the other side of you, half hour from me. And by golly, I'm excited as all get out. Just I can almost hardly stand it, you know.
That's awesome.
So pretty fun. But any more duos? That's fun. About one before was the Rocky and Bullwinkle. But they were a big part of my growing up. I grew up in the 70s.
Rocky was the flying squirrel, and Bullwinkle was the talking moose.
Yes.
But what about Mr. Peabody?
Mr. Peabody, I think he turned out to be my role model in school, is because I always wanted to be a scientist, even though I couldn't sit still long enough to do all that.
Yeah, you have to be patient to be involved in science. So,
well, didn't he have the Wayback Machine? Peabody? Yeah.
Mr. Peabody had the Wayback Machine.
I think that's where I developed my interest in history.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Cartoons introduce us to, okay, like with Popeye, they introduced us to spinach and olive oil, actually, if you think about it, which are two really good, another dynamic duo. Exactly. But Bullwinkle and Rocky introduced us to science and history. And I'd say, what about Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner?
Yeah,
that's an introduction to frustration, but innovation also, and perseverance.
Yes, tenacity.
I got another dynamic duo for you. Honestly, this one might be a little bit before your time, but I bet you know who it is.
Right.
Sam and Dave.
Oh.
That ring a bell?
Just the name. No, I'm sorry. I wish I could give you more, but just the name I've heard. I think they're a band.
I'm a soul man.
Oh, is that it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm coming. I don't know how that song goes. And I can't get it to come up because there are commercials here. And I don't want to play a commercial to try to get to it. Oh, no, there's another commercial. Yeah, I'm sitting here on, you know what I can do? Hold on a minute. Let's just pull up.
Tell me to you on the
desert. I can. Soul Man.
Loving.
Yeah.
I got a boatload. I'm the soul man.
Here we go.
Man. I'm the soul man.
Here we go.
Man.
I'm stopping because I'm not sure how much I'm licensed to actually play. I've got to be careful with that. But Sam and Dave was an iconic couple or duo, I guess you should say, singing duo. They had these great old soul songs from 1960s, I guess. Back when I was young to understand much of anything.
Two.
But here's a couple from the 1970s, Rowan and Martin.
Remember
the show Laugh-In?
Oh, my goodness. I still watch it regularly. Yeah.
Did I lose you? Wait a minute. I turned off my speaker.
You know what I think happened? Oh.
Wait a minute. I know what I did. I muted the music. Then I lost you. But you were able to still hear me, right?
Yeah. You know what,
Was the music still playing?
Huh?
Was the music playing that whole time?
No. I didn't hear any.
Okay.
But I wanted to tell you, I watched The Laugh-In regularly, and I was thinking just the other day that Laugh-In is actually kind of how my inner monologue is, I think. It just comes, you know, it kind of goes through the way a Laugh-In show does.
Yeah. That's wild.
You know? Yeah.
Very interesting. What about Dick Martin and Jerry Lewis? Was it Dick Martin? No, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Dean Martin, yeah. Dean Martin. Yeah, I was a big fan of Jerry Lewis. And by the time I started being a fan, I watched the Dean Martin show and I watched Jerry Lewis. So they were not a duo. But I remember knowing that they were the greatest duo of their time. And then
together. Well, yeah. And, you know, there were a lot of actors who worked together on a regular basis, like Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter. And let's see if I can think of another. Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. They seem to work. Their on-screen chemistry is good. So people, they're cast together. Now, I'll tell you an old name. A couple, they were actually married. They were both comics. Stiller and Mira. Jerry Stiller was Ben Miller's father. And Ann Mira. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. I watched them a lot. They were on the Match Game some, and on the Hollywood Squares. I grew up in the game show days, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What about Thing One and Thing Two?
They can do anything under the sun.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my God. You're rebuilding my cosmology here.
Well, you know, we have used up our 50. What we do is maybe come back to these dynamic duos another time.
Yeah.
Because we haven't scratched the surface. You know, we could continue talking today, but that kind of defeats the point of having a 15-minute show.
Well, that's true. All right. Well, I'll think about it and see if I can think of more along the way and send you an email.
I bet you I have 50 on the list that I created just – I mean, I went to bed last night thinking about today's show.
Sure.
And when I went to bed, I wasn't really sure what we were going to do. And then I thought, oh, my gosh, we could do dynamic duos. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's awesome. Yeah. And I was thinking just this morning how appreciative I am that you are so good at coming up with ideas and things to do, because I'm game for about anything, and it makes it easier for me.
Well, you know, we could go, you know, like a stream of consciousness, but sometimes you have to have a plan.
You
have to have an idea to start with. And as far as the shows go, when you set up a podcast, they won't let you do it without a title. So I have to create a title, and then they will not allow me to do it without a description.
Sure.
So, I mean, I could do a lot of copying and pasting, and I do. A lot of the stuff on our shows is on our description is repeated, like, you know, we give away a gift each week, but you have to participate to qualify. Contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com or call the show when it's live. And the number is 516-418-5651. But
thank you.
You still don't want it to all be the same, because you want to be able to find the show later.
Sure. I think we have touched on every single topic that we've put in our discussion so far. We may not have spent a lot of time on it, but.
Well, you can't cover but so much in 15 minutes. It took us 3 days to get through the butcher dance, but that was because I kept distracting myself. I'm going to say goodbye, Gene, because I do have some things I need to get back to work.
I got to get back too. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Nice to talk to you.
Good to talk with you, and I'm hoping that maybe tomorrow we'll have some callers. And what are we talking about tomorrow? You know what? Let's see if we can't do a little teaser here and let our viewers know what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Gene, you're going to love it. You need to bring your recorder. Bring your recorder. Because we're going to talk about songs from our child. No, that's Thursday. Wait a minute. That's Thursday. Where's?
Oh darn. I jumped the gun.
I love it.
I was getting ready for tomorrow.
Tomorrow is so weird because I kind of ran out of ideas. It's in the title of our show tomorrow is Insert Clever Title Here.
Oh, okay.
So that pretty much means we can talk about, we can go back to our dynamic duos if we want to, or we can talk about something else.
Okay, so let's do that.
Sure.
Okay, everybody, join us tomorrow. We're going to either talk about our dynamic duos more, or we're going to talk about something else. Join us tomorrow.
Tomorrow is an anything goes tomorrow. You know what? If we have some callers, they can steer the conversation.
Sure, let's do that. Why not?
I'd love
to hear from somebody.
Bye.
What you're doing on your break, for your break.
Well, some of the things we might talk about, I'm interested in solar farms, food, How about product reviews? Zero waste? Creativity? I like to talk about creativity. Philanthropy? Action? Evolution? Revolution? Authenticity? Optimism? Responsibility decisions? Acceptance? How about you, Mary?